And welcome back to the conclusion of the Valdosta Insurance Services and Benefit Advisors of Georgia halftime show. Our Vikings lead the Newton Rams 42-0, and there's 2 minutes left here in the warm-up period as the Vikings get ready. We're going to get the ball to start the second half, Taylor, as the Vikings lost the toss and Newton elected to receive. So we're going to get the ball to start leading 42-0.
And that's a good thing because, like Coach Mack said, we don't want to stop right now. We just want to keep pounding and keep pounding. So.
Yeah, it is one of the things that the Vikings have accomplished this year in their first three games is by the fourth quarter have had running clocks. If this score holds through the third quarter, the fourth quarter would do the same. You would have a running clock in that fourth quarter, and that's just unheard of to go four games and really against some talent like Valdosta, Parkview, and now Newton.
You're exactly right. I mean, there hasn't been a game this year where it's been a nail biter, really. We've been tested at first, but
yeah.
It's like we knock them out or like we get a good play and then it's just we go with it. And it's...
Yeah, right now, Valdosta has been our toughest game, the very first game of the season, 10-0 at halftime. And then when that second half came around, Lowndes able to just roll on that. But that really, Valdosta so far has been the greatest test that we have had. Now we come into Parkview, and we had just dominated them. And then, you know, of course, they score a lot of points, 28 points in the fourth quarter against really our second team guys. Then we go against Newton here in the first half, leading 42-0. The offensive prowess is just unbelievable on the Vikings. But then we bring it around and we say, what about defense? This defense is shutting down a really good offensive team right here.
They are. Newton has not made it past Lowndes' 40 yet this game. But talking about the defense, also we got to talk about offense. Offense in the first half has a total of 294 yards off of 23 plays.
What about Newton?
Newton has 30 plays for 110 yards.
Yeah, they had a couple big plays, one big pass play down here and a decent run play, but that's really all they've been able to produce from a standpoint offensively. So, again, great dominance by this Viking team so far, but the tale will be, can they do it in the second half and just keep grinding this thing out and hopefully send Newton home a little quicker tonight than 11 o'clock. As Coach Banks said earlier, he said, ask me again about 11 o'clock what I thought, but I tell you what, I think that if we can keep doing what we're doing, I know Marty's down there on the sideline, and Marty, you've been right down there, a bird's eye view. You've seen how this team's reacting. They don't seem to let up at all.
They really don't. They've got a great killer instinct, and you know, they showed that tonight when they came out with the very first play and a great call by Coach McPherson and Coach Josh Akers there with the double pass and then no let up. And the real y'all kind of touched on it, but the real key to that is everybody knows we have a special offense. Michael Barrett is special. The 290 something yards and 23 plays is just, you know, it's hard to even put it into words, but the defense is incredible. I mean, this is a team that's averaging 42 points per game, and that's against Peachtree Ridge and Drew, some decent football teams, but our defense has just shut them out. I mean, just completely shut them down. The one good drive they had was aided by a penalty, a 15-yard penalty with an elbow to the head. This defense is getting off the field quick. I don't know how many three and outs we've had, but I think just about every time they've had the ball except for that one drive, they've been three and out. And you get great field position when that happens, and you get great momentum, and the offense can really keep the foot on the gas. And that's something that I really have enjoyed watching this year is that we just don't let up. We take advantage of every opportunity given to us, and we just put teams on their heels. And it's hard to play a football game when you're on your heels and you're worried about what's going to happen next, and we've got so many weapons, you just don't know what's coming.
Yeah, and honestly, not many penalties tonight for Lowndes. We've had two penalties for 20 yards, and really one of those, as you said, Marty, was one big 15-yarder, where Newton, on the other hand, has been penalized 8 times for 70 yards, and they're making some mistakes. The bad snaps from the center to the quarterback, that's got to be frustrating to a team.
Absolutely, you know, just when they feel like maybe they do something positive, then they have a bad snap. But you know, that's what good defenses calls you to do, because you're worried about the pass rusher. You're trying to see what's going on, downfield, and the lineman, the center's trying to get a quick snap to get a block. So, I mean, good defense has put that pressure on you and caused you to make mistakes, and that's what we're doing. Something that we haven't really talked much about this year, but got to give a lot of credit to Coach Byron Slack, our new defensive coordinator, and what he's been able to accomplish. Yes, we've got the Jimmys and Joes, if you will.
Yeah.
We've got the athletes, but he is coaching them right, putting them in the right position. And even when a team makes a play on us and they get a guy in space, it's just the closing speed, and all of a sudden there's four guys right there. Coach Slack has these boys coached up, and I've been impressed by being on the sidelines. Not only do I have a great view, of course, you said bird's eye view. I think y'all might have the better bird's view. I'm kind of more, I guess, a groundhog view down there on the ground. But Coach Slack is very vocal, and he knows just by looking at their alignment, he's very, very good at telling what the play is going to be. And that comes from the film room. That comes from study, and he's very good at that. And he has these guys on our defense coached very well, and we almost know what they're doing. And that is a big, big help for our defense, and it's been impressive.
Thanks, Marty. As we get ready for kickoff here, thanks to Taylor Stubbs and Chuck Lawrence for our halftime show. Now for the kickoff, over to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
Newton steps into the ball. They won the toss. They receive the kickoff to us, and we take it at the 15, the 20, the 25. It's Travis Dizdale who gets all the way out to the 30-yard line. That's where our Vikings will take over. First and 10. Leading 42-0.
Yeah, first kickoff of the night for the Newton Rams. We take it and bust it up the middle. A good run back by Travis Tisdale there, getting it back in the middle of the field out across the 30-yard line.
The Vikings will be going from right to left on your radio dial. Michael Barrett will lead that marauding horde of Warriors back out on the field. Puts Travis Tisdale in the slot as a wide receiver. Miko Washington to the near side. Getty Brown to the far side. And it's an empty backfield. The Rams in a four-man front. Two linebackers. Barrett standing about the 15. Takes a snap. Drops back. Looks. There comes a rush. Steps in the pocket. Tosses downfield. Got Tisdale. Makes the catch at the 35, the 30. The 20 still on his feet. All the way down to the 16-yard line. And Travis Tisdale made that catch one-handed. Turn and just got right down the field, Taylor, to put us right back into scoring position.
Man, he threw it on a dime there. Shoe, he even got his shoe off there on the tackle. Almost a horse collar, but big yards on the play by Travis Tisdale. 52 yards is what they're saying on the reception there by Travis Tisdale. Great time to throw. Pocket was formed nicely. Barrett set his feet and threw a positive play downfield.
At the 17, first and 10 from the 17 for the Vikings. Man in motion towards us. That's Getty Brown. Again, we'll give it to J.D. Lee right up the middle. There goes the big back. He fights his way across the 5-10 into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
J.D. Lee's that 1-2 punch that we always talk about. Tisdale's speed, J.D. Lee's power. Showed it right up the gut there, giving it in the A-gap. Sees Party, made one guy miss. 17-yard run by J.D. Lee.
Two plays into the end zone.
Ashton Musgrove checks in for the PAT.
Joe Allman to hold. Waiting on the snap. Ball's down, kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 30-second break back after this.
And back inside the CBC Bank press box, we go to in the third quarter. Vikings now lead 49-0. Back to Wes James and Taylor Biddle for the kickoff.
Tyson Shaw set to kick off. And back deep is Lewis and Hardiman for the Newton Rams.
Shaw's your kicker. Done a good job tonight with touchback.
Got his space, walked back. Did that kick like they do now. Steps into it. Nice high kick. Ball sails into the end zone. We'll go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was two plays, went 69 yards. Danny Lee rushed 17 yards for a Viking touchdown. Ashton Musgrove kicked the PAT to make it 49-0 Vikings with 11:21 left in the third quarter.
Thank you, Chuck Lawrence, for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. An update, 35-17, Brookwood over Colquitt late in the third.
Very similar situation to the last time we played in this stadium. Got a pretty big lead, you know, want to maybe see about getting some guys some action at the varsity level, but you want to keep your pedal down and make sure that we get fine-tuned against a good Newton team.
Absolutely. Here comes Middlebrook for the Newton Rams. Trips to the near side. Single far side. Tension in the backfield. Play action. He keeps it looking. Downfield. Starts to throw. Gets hit from behind. No place to go. And He will be brought down at the 10, but they're going to give him all the way up to the 17-yard line where the initial contact was made.
Walker Schwab showing pressure on the left side. He got it on his back. Well, what happened is Middlebrook stepped up. Walker was trying to make the tackle from his back. They had a receiver downfield, but Viking defense closed in hard on that play, and it's going to be a loss of two on the play. Bring up second and 12.
10:50 to go, third quarter. Vikings leading 49 to nothing. It is second and 12 again for the Newton Rams back at their 18-yard line. Middlebrook again, he gives it to Tinch. Tinch tries to find a hole out, gets over the left side, and jumps over one man all the way out to the 25-yard line, and that was Ryan Burton, not Tinch.
Yeah, they checked in Burton. He's that 1-2 punch for their running back. A little bit smaller of a running back at 180, 5'10".
It'll be third and six for Newton as they move out to the 24-yard line. Vikings almost in a five-man front as those linebackers are up between our defensive tackles. Now one backs out. They put a man in motion toward the far side of the field. Now we bring blitz off the corner. He's looking. Nothing that throws out in the flats. And that's an incomplete pass as it was intended for Tinch. And we put a lot of pressure on him.
Yeah, Schwab in there on the pressure, getting in Middlebrook's face, trying to disrupt the play. And it's exactly what we needed there because Tinch was wide open here in the flats trying to make the reception. Going to bring up fourth down for the Rams.
Fourth and six. And they're going for it. What it looks like anyway.
They are lined up that way, but you got to think, wow, that far down in your end of the field?
Middlebrook. Will he really take the ball? Yes, he does. They send receivers downfield looking. They throw out in the flat and overthrows his receiver. Incomplete pass. Vikings take over first and 10 at the Newton 24-yard line.
Yeah. What I liked on that play is Tymier Moore had a bead on the receiver. He realized that the ball was going to be high and overthrown. He pulled back because we didn't want anything cheap there to keep the drive going for Newton. Good job right there by Tymier Moore, one of our impact players, taking over first and 10 for the Vikings.
Yeah, really, at the Newton 24-yard line. I mean,
you got to play
for field position on this.
Yeah, we check in number 9 as our quarterback. That's going to be Tedder.
Adam Tedder. And he's got J.D. Lee in the backfield. And he gives it to Lee right up the middle. J.D. just runs over people as he gets inside the 20 down to the 18-yard line.
Running off that left side there. Offensive line pretty stout on that side. J.D. Lee hits the hole hard. Going to pick up about 7 on the play. Set it down on the 17, which is exactly where we scored from on the last series.
J.D. Drew was a pretty hard hitter, too. Just in a different sport for Lowndes. Tedder in the shotgun with Lee to his right. Second and 3. Down at the 22-yard line. Looks to the sidelines. Play clock at 10. 9.
Yeah, they're going to run that play clock down.
Two receivers far side. Single receiver near side. 3-2. Takes a snap. Again, gives it to J.D. Lee. And J.D. gets hit at or behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, number 90, Darnell Jeffrey.
Well, and that's somebody we had called his name tonight.
He's an impact player for his Clemson commit, and he showed you why. His size and ability to get pressure into the backfield is going to be a loss on the play of about 1. I like him and Jalen Goss going against each other. I think Goss has neutralized him to a certain extent right there on the edge.
Let's see what Tedder does here. Twins to two receivers far side, single receiver near side. He's got Lee to his left. Second and 3. Oh, third and 3. Sorry, third and 3. 8:20 to go here in the third quarter. Tedder keeps it, goes right up the middle. He gets down to the 15-yard line, and I think he's going to be short by about a yard.
Yeah, quarterback draw there, that fake pitch where the quarterback keeps it following that lead blocker. They set it down on the 15. We got to get to the 14 for a first down, fourth down for the Vikings, and looks like we're going to go for it.
Ball on the near hash mark. Tedder will send. It'll be an empty backfield. He sends trips to the far side, two receivers near side. 14 seconds on the play clock, 7:47 to go here in the third. They're showing blitz. He keeps it, gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, and will not get it. It was the old touch and go, and this time they were set and ready for it.
Yeah, Tedder doing the touch and go, and the penetration just too much for the Viking offense to handle. So we're going to turn it over on down to the Newton Rams. Ball on the 16-yard line.
Clock stopped at 7:38 as they do a change of possession. Vikings leading 49-0.
So really no harm done really for Newton when you think about it. They went for it on fourth, didn't get it. Vikings able to pick up a few yards, but Newton will have it first and 10 now at their own 16.
Here comes Middlebrooks, the quarterback for the Rams. He says something to his tackle. Calls for the ball with trips to the far side. He keeps it on the quarterback, keep it around the left side. He's got space to cross the 30. The 35 will hit him and bring him down at the 36-yard line.
Yeah, Middlebrook right there on the read option decided to keep it on this home side, getting good penetration there to the second level.
Yeah, he saw the safeties playing back.
22 yards on the carry by Middlebrook.
Brook again with trips to the far side. Single receiver near side against our twos now. Gives it to Tinch. Tinch looking for a hole. He's over the right side, and he'll pick up about 7 yards as he gets down to out to the 45.
Number 11 on the carry.
Yeah, number 11. They're changing running backs. That's Burton for them. Ball out to the 45-yard line now for the Rams. Second down and 3.
Middlebrook again waiting for the football against a three-man front. Again to Burton. Burton right up the middle. And he'll have the first down as he gets out to the 49-yard line. They'll stop the clock to move the chains.
Showing a little bit of ability to run the ball there. Walker Schwab in there trying to clean up.
Yeah, and Burton is actually, you know, getting some push there.
Yeah, we still got our front three that are with the one, Schwab, Dickoff, and Osby.
First and 10 from our own, from their 49-yard line, trips to the near side. And they give it to Tinch. Tinch over the left side. He gets tripped up as he gets across the 50 into Viking territory, down to about the 47-yard line.
Tyson Shaw in there on the tackle for the Vikings. He saw Tinch running at him pretty hard. 6 foot, 212 pounds. Running back. Good job by Tyson Shaw making the open field tackle.
6:10 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 49-0. Second and 7. Again, to Tinch over the left side looking for a hole running behind that line. He fights his way down across the 45, down to about the 44-yard line. Be short by about 3 yards when they get the ball set down.
Yeah, another one of those good drives being put together by Newton. Got a short and manageable third down here. If they're in four-down territory on their own 25, you got to think they're in four-down territory here if they don't get it.
Absolutely. Twins far side, twins near side. They bring a man in motion towards us. Middlebrooks. He's got the snap. There comes a blitz. Ball's on the ground. And he'll lose yardage back to the 49-yard line.
Yeah.
So it'll be fourth and eight. And you know they're going to go for it from there.
Drossier ended up getting in there almost about the same time where Middlebrook picked the ball up off the ground. That snap's really becoming an issue for the Rams. Fourth down. And 6 is what they're calling it, Wes.
That's what they're calling it. Twins left, twins right. Ball on the far hash mark. Middlebrook looks at that Viking defense. Brings a man in motion towards us. 14 to go on the play clock. Takes a snap. It's low. Gives it to Tinch around the right side. Tries to cut back inside. He will not get the first down. The ball will go over on downs to our Vikings as we'll take over on our own 45-yard line.
A lot of grit there shown by the Viking defense. Stopping them again after some good plays. Going to get the ball first and 10 on our own 44-yard line. Tedder was your last quarterback. Let's see who we go with this time. Number 14, Kahneman, is coming in. And the clock is running, Wes. Running clock.
And we have 4 minutes here to go in the third quarter. Kahneman takes a snap. Gives it to the running back, runs behind that offensive line, and will lose maybe, well, back to the line of scrimmage.
A little bit of chippiness there shown on the tackle. Number 25, Sean Martin, is your running back.
Taylor, you're right. That's a couple times there. The last time, when that low snap, the quarterback got up kind of pushing and shoving for Newton while I go. And just, you know, it's frustrating to get beat like this. And we got to keep our heads and not retaliate and do anything. I mean, they're frustrated. They're going to have a long ride home standing up, much like Parkview did.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. There's a snap. We throw it across the middle and then out of hands of number 82, that big Marcus Browning.
Yeah, Brownrigg right there, the tight end, had a good beat on the ball there. just thrown out of his reaching hands. I think he might have got caught looking there for the defender.
That will be
third down and 10.
Third and 10, and quickly want to say hello to... Oh, let's get this play in.
Looks like the Mulcher Packers are mounting a little bit of a comeback. 35-25.
Waiting on the snap for our Vikings. They're showing Ram showing blitz up the middle, a man in motion towards us. There they come. Coneman gets outside, tucks the ball, turns the corner, and they're going to ride him out of bounds at the 42.
Kahneman saw the pressure coming to his face, stepped up, rolled to the far side of the field, begging for a receiver to come back to him, but not much to do there. It's going to bring a fourth down and a punt situation for the Vikings.
And there is 2:28 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 49-0. Chris Williams, Lounside Deputy Chris Williams, in the hospital with stage 4 lung cancer. He and his wife in the hospital room, not able to be here at the ball game, but they are listening to us on the broadcast tonight in the hospital room.
Yeah, prayers go out to that family.
Vikings. Nice punt by Tyson Shaw. High punt. Hits, bounces, takes a Ram bounce backwards. It'll go out of bounds at the 37-yard line. That's where they'll take over with 1:55 to go here in the third period.
I think
Vikings lead 49-0.
I think it's our first punt tonight.
I think it
is first punt in about 4 weeks.
Yeah, Tyson Shaw did a good job there. It did take a little backspin.
Yeah, we did not punt against Parkview.
Okay. Take your word for it.
You get my text in the middle of the night? When I was doing stats at 1 in the morning, I went, wow, we didn't even punt last time.
Wow.
It's hard to unwind after a game, isn't it?
It is.
It takes me a couple hours to wind down after a Friday night football game.
Newton Rams up over the football. The ball on the near hash mark, 1:55 to go into third. Vikings leading 49-0. Middlebrooks throws out in the flats. And it was a forward pass intended to number 14, Xavier Brown, and dropped. Incomplete pass.
Now the clock is stopping on that incomplete pass. We were running it running earlier.
Yeah, the clock was running after the change of possession there.
Make it second and 10 at the Ram 32. They're going from left to right on your radio dial. Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Middlebrook in the shotgun. We back out of that blitz. Now we show off the corner from the home side. And there we come with it. And he keeps the ball, and our blitzer started inside, saw Middlebrooks keep the football, and gets tackled for a loss back at the 28-yard line.
Yeah, Jamari Hill, outside linebacker, 6'1", 185-pound junior. It's his play to read. He's reading whether he's going to give it to the running back or the quarterback keeps it. Quarterback, I guess, thought he could get around the edge with Hill biting down on the rush. Great changing direction there by Hill to make the tackle for a loss. Third down and 14.
Ball still right over here in front of Taylor and I. Rams, two receivers far side, two near side. We're showing man coverage, bring a man in motion to our side of the field. They're going to stack them tight over here. Middlebrooks drops back in the pocket, looks those across the middle. Catch! Oh, number 12 had the ball in his hands in space. And he just dropped it. That was David Butso for the Rams.
Skinny post right there was wide open. He would have been off to the races if he made the catch. It would have been enough for the first down. Just fell out of his hands. Vikings send back number 4, Geddy Brown, to return the punt.
Guys, Tymer made a play earlier in the game when he drilled their guy on a little quick slant. And you got to think that plays like that stick with these receivers, and it might have something to do with their... Just worried about what might happen when he catches it.
Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Rams set to punt. Nice high snap. He's going to keep it and run with it.
Faking it.
Gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. We hit him again. He's still running with it. The big old boy Butler, we finally bring him down as he gets back to the original line of scrimmage out about the 34-yard line. That's the punt. But
yeah, the snap was high, and I thought he was running because of that. It looked like it might have been designed.
I think it was, yeah.
Fred Stewart ran in there. Their punter, I'm telling you, the punter, 6'5", 226, does not do it justice.
Yeah, Dre Butler's a big fella.
He is huge, and weren't able to bring him down. I want to think he gained probably 10 or 15 yards after the punt. Of course, he took a 14-yard drop there. for the punt.
Yeah.
It's going to be another turnover on downs for the Vikings.
They'll take over first and 10 at the Newton 34-yard line, and Joe Allman in at quarterback. Two receivers far side, two near side. Allman keeps the ball on a keeper over the right side, turns, spins, still on his feet, fights his way down to the 30-yard line, and that youngin can play football.
Yeah, Joe Allman, sophomore quarterback, 6'1", 176 pounds, showing field vision off the right side, put it in the gut of the running back, then pulled it at the last minute. Good positive pickup on the play, four on the play.
Second and six, Drossier in the backfield with him. They look to the sidelines to get the play. They're going to run that play clock down. Oh, no, 10 seconds to go here in the quarter. And with that, we'll take a 60-second break. We'll be back after.
And welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box as we go to the fourth quarter now. Vikings leading 49-0. And before we even get going, there's 10 seconds off the clock on a running clock.
This is a mandatory running clock in the third quarter now. Second and six for our Vikings. We change. We give it to Drossier. Drossier, oh, gets caught by the turf monster as he starts to cut back right when nothing was there left.
Yeah, Drossier is kind of our utility guy. He can do everything, defense, return game, put him in at running back. He's really scrappy. I like this guy. Really running off that right side there. And turf monster, like you said, just got him. Going to bring him third down and seven.
Third and seven. Joe Allman in at quarterback. Drossier in the backfield. 11 minutes to go here in the ball game. Allman, look at that defense. He rolls right, pitches out to Drossier. Drossier gets tackled and brought down behind the line of scrimmage, it looks like. It'll be fourth down.
Good pursuit there by the Rams on that pitch play. That's the one where you either pitch it or you keep it as the quarterback. Decided to pitch it that time. Two Newton Rams in on tackle, fourth down. Kind of a no-man's land here. I know when you hear that we're going for it on fourth down, winning 49-0. I think it's a little too far for a field goal and too close for a punt.
Absolutely. It's fourth and about eight and a half. A long, long eight. Vikings on the near hash mark. Left to right on your radio dial. Drossier to the right of Joe Allman. Two receivers far side. Single receiver near side. Dyson's Drossier to the far side. And fakes it. Keeps it right at the middle. And look at Joe Allman go. By one man, two, three. Trips up and he'll bring him down at the 5-yard line.
Hey, we split a guy out in motion there. We faked the throw out to him to get the linebacker out of the way. That's the design of that play. Then Allman just kept it off the right side on the quarterback keeper. Got a bunch of yards on that 27. First and goal for the Vikings. Ball on the 5-yard line.
Ball on the near hash mark. Great run by the sophomore quarterback, Joe Allman. Nice sends two to the far side. Single receiver near side. Well, that's Dexter Smith to the near side, and he looks back at us. Well, I mean, looks back at the coaches. They say, okay, let's roll it. Drossier to his left. Four-man front for the Rams. They give it to Drossier over the right side. Behind that big line, he fights his way down to about the 1-yard line.
Yeah, running off the right side there. We do have the number one line in, trying to give our offense some holes up front. Drossier hit it hard, placing it down the 1-yard line. You know, here's the spot where we've gone to that wing tee. Let's see what we do here.
Nope, we're going to stay in the shotgun. 82. Marcus Brownrigg is the big up back. Again, to Drossier over the right side, into the end zone, touchdown Vikings.
Tiberius Drossier runs so hard there, exact same play he just ran to get to the 1-yard line, lowering his shoulder, making a guy miss into the end zone for a touchdown.
Joe Allman out to hold. I don't see a kicker yet. Oh, there we come. Number, looks like 81, Brian Carlos will attempt the extra point. And waiting on the snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's no good. We'll take a 60 break back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. Here we are live at Martin Stadium with the clock running almost down to 7 minutes now, with the Vikings leading 55-0 over the Newton Rams. Now over to Wes James and Taylor Biddle for the kickoff by the Vikings.
Tyson Shaw set to kick off. Rams with Hardeman and Lewis back deep. Hardeman to the near side. That's the home side of the field. Tyson Shaw will be kicking into that south end zone. Clock's running. 6:45 to go in this ball game. There's a kick. High end over end kick into the end zone for a touchback. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence with the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 6 plays, went 34 yards. Tiberius Grossier rushed 2 yards for a Viking touchdown. The PAT attempt was no good. Make it 55-0 Vikings with 6:24 left in the fourth quarter.
All right, 55-0, clock running, 6 minutes now as the Vikings ready to put this one away. Yeah. What's that?
And new quarterback in for the Rams. Looking at a three-man front for our Vikings. Takes a snap. Gives it to the back right in the middle. He's got a hole over the right side as he fights his way out to, for about an 8-yard run.
A little scrappy gain there by the running back, number 11. Was that four? That was four, I think. No? Number
11.
Yeah, number 11, Burton there. 1-2 punch at running back. Good yardage on there. 8 yards, as they're calling it. Second and two.
Quarterback calls for the ball, but trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Again, gives it to Burton. Burton gets hit at the line of scrimmage, fights his way forward, be close to the first down. Official says, yep, let's stop the clock, and it is a first down.
Yeah, I got mass substitution happening on the field now for the Vikings. Gary Osby, Tymer Moore come off, Walker Sharp comes off, and a first down for
new quarterback for Newton, too.
Yeah, number 10, Neil Howard is the quarterback checking in for the Rams.
And Howard, with 4:55 to go in the ball game, takes a snap. Ball gets away from him. It's on the ground. Only thing he can do is fall on it all the way back at the 11-yard line.
Yeah, snap really becoming a major problem for the Rams tonight. That's 17, 18 yards on the loss on the play there.
I tell you, I wish that I had kept up with the number of missed snaps that Newton has committed tonight, because there's got to be a dozen maybe.
At least a dozen, Bill Osborne. 4:24 to go in the ball game. Vikings leading 55-0. Howard waiting on the snap. He has the ball, gives it to Burton, the running back. He turns, gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and it will be third and a long, long taxi ride.
Brandon Brown coming in there from the safety spot, helping out on the tackle. Third down and long. Clock under 4 minutes now, Wes.
And Brookwood has defeated Colquitt 35-25. Looking at that Newton Ram offense, they'll bring trips to the near side, single far side. Vikings, five-man front. Now we back out to make it a four-man front. Put a man in motion. Again, the ball's on the ground, and the quarterback will take it out of the back of the end zone, and that will be a safety.
Yeah, bad snap once again there for the Rams. And it's going to be a safety right there as they run out the back of the end zone. Wes, let you do this one, brother, because this means something special to you, too.
With this victory over Newton High, Lowndes High head coach Randy McPherson has recorded his 150th victory as a Lowndes Viking. His 16-year record at Lowndes stands at 150 wins, 40 losses, with 6 region and 3 state championships. The Viking Touchdown Club invites you to join all Viking fans Monday night in congratulating Coach McPherson at a reception in conjunction with the Touchdown Club meeting. The reception will begin at 7 p.m. in the Media Center of Lowndes High School. Again, congratulations, Coach McPherson.
Yeah, and I want to add to that, come Tuesday night to the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show, we'll just continue that celebration as we get to talk to Coach McPherson and the players about this victory and getting ready for the next week's game as well. That's live at the Mill Pizza Buffet and Game, 7 o'clock in Remerton, Tuesday night. Be out there, and I promise you, you'll have a great time.
Guys, in true Coach McPherson fashion, the first thing he said when one of the coaches came up to him and heard that over the PA, said, congrats, Coach. He looked at him and turned around and yelled, B-team kick return. still coaching, 150 wins, still coaching.
At the Equipment Parsons of Life sideline update for Marty Rogers. They kick off, and we take it at the 30. We're at the 35, the 40. 45 and go down at the 47-yard line.
Malik Mordon there on the carry. He took it at the 30-yard line. After the safety there backed up, they chose the kickoff instead of punt. We had good field position to start our next possession. Clock inside of 2 minutes now, Wes.
And fellas, I'll tell you, it seems like yesterday, back in the summer of 2000, I was officiating football on Friday night, doing VSU on Saturday, and Owen Prince called me and said, Wes, would you be interested in giving up officiating football and do the play-by-play for Lowndes? We got a new coach coming in, and we're changing radio stations and want to make some changes all the way around. And 16 years ago, I tell Coach Mack, he can have the wins. I'll take the 40 losses.
Joe Allman brings the Vikings back out on the field again.
Puts a man in motion to the far side. Keeps it on the quarterback keeper over the left side. Look at Joe Allman scooting. Still on his feet as he spins. Carries it all the way down to the 30-yard line. The young man wants to show you he can play football.
Yeah, Joe Allman making some guys miss right there. Again, design quarterback draw there off the left side. Good blocking up front there on the edge. He's going to pick up big yards on the play. 23 yards on the carry by Allman.
Got to get at least one more play, I think.
Yeah.
They hadn't started the play clock yet, and we're at 42 seconds. 40. Officials just taking their time. 38. 37 to go in the ball game. 34. This is going to be interesting.
We're going to take a knee. They're not even going to start the play clock.
Yeah, we're just going to take a knee. Joe Allman under center. Kneels down. And, folks, that's ball game. That's ball game. Vikings win 57-0.
57-0. What a great night for the Vikings over really a great football team. We talked about it in the countdown to kickoff. How well this Newton team has played up to this point. I mean, they have beaten some very good football teams, and they were manhandled tonight by these Vikings.
Yeah, Vikings come out victorious 57-0, and I was really, really pleased with the defense. Defense played phenomenal tonight, really set us up on some short yardage situations, and boy, the offense seems to continue to click and click off points at will.
They do. We're going to take a two-minute break here on the post-game show. When we come back, we'll have Coach McPherson and maybe some other players as we wrap up tonight's game. A 57-0 win over the Newton Rams. We'll be back after this two-minute break. And welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box. We'll go down to the field now. Marty Rogers has got Coach McPherson.
Guys, I am standing here with the head ball coach. Going to get his congratulatory hug from the real boss of the Vikings over here. But, Coach, great night. I know you're super proud of your team, 57-0. I asked you before the game, did that layoff, that week off, I asked you if that week off would affect your team at all. And you said you had a great week of practice. I think you were right.
These kids are serious about getting better, man. This team's different, you know. Practice. We come out there with a purpose, you know. We just don't go through the motions, and I felt it all week, the 3 days we were able to get in. I mean, I told you they were ready.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, you had 425 yards of offense tonight. I know you're extremely proud of that. Offensive line did a great job. You said it before the game, this was a talented Newton defense, but your offense was clicking. I think you did have a punt in the second half. One, first time in a few weeks that you've had to punt. But Michael Barrett had 160 yards rushing. He had several big plays. Including the first call there. That was a great call against a very aggressive defense. Talk to us, is that something you saw early on? Is that planned all week?
We got good players, you know. The kids, they want to be good. You know, that's just what's one of our plays, you know. We sit down. We got a real good coaching staff on both sides of the ball, and I lean on them, you know what I'm saying? Everybody has a part in what's going on out here. So we sit down on Wednesday and put together a script for the game based on what they're doing. And that was a unanimous pick.
Well, Coach, I've sat in on some of your film watching, and you're right. Your assistant coaches do a great job of dissecting and game planning. And one of those guys is Coach Slack, and your defense gets a shutout tonight, only allows 136 yards, led by Tyson Shaw with seven tackles. That's great. You're playing. You would have bigger numbers offensively if you weren't keeping teams at bay defensively and getting the ball at midfield every time. But I know you're proud of that defense.
Shoot, yeah. The kids respond well to our coaches. You know, Coach Slack and all of our assistants. But the most important thing to us playing great defense right now is they can understand what's going on out there. There is no confusion whatsoever, and I'm very proud of them.
Coach, congratulations on the 150 wins. Guys, I'm also standing here with my Deloach Body Works Impact Player of the Game tonight, and my crystal ball told me to pick this young man, and it was a great pick. Had a great play there to start off the game. Did you know that play was coming before the game, or was that you didn't know until right before it was called?
Well, like, we ain't practiced it at practice then. During the walkthrough today after we ate, he kind of threw it in. It was like, you know, if you drop it, you fight. I'm saying I had to catch it and score.
Miko, you had him beat so bad. Tell me, walk me through the play and what was going through your mind when that ball's in the air, because you had a lot of time to think about it before it got to you.
After I broke, he broke, so I kept going. The ball was in the air for about 20 seconds. I was thinking about everything. Caught it, then I seen him, so I just cut cross and just kept going, man.
Well, I think an even better play was the second touchdown. You made an excellent catch there in the corner, kept your feet in bounds. But that had to have been a good feeling to get two touchdowns a night, breakout. But this team, pretty special, isn't it?
Yeah, they're pretty good, though. But, yeah, we did our thing and showed up.
Absolutely. And one of the reasons you can do your thing is this big fella standing beside me here. We heard a lot this week about the young man going to Clemson for the other team, and he went up against your big offensive lineman, Miko, and Jalen Goff. Jalen, tonight, you probably heard more about him than we did, but I'm sure we heard a lot all week, and I'm sure you did too. Talk to us about what it was like going against that big fella this week.
He was a challenge. He waited. He was trying to beat me. He had more mass than me. He was hard to move, but at the end of the day, I had to dig down deep and do everything I had to move him, but he was a good player. He made me better. I hope I made him better, and I wish him luck as the season goes on.
Well said, Jalen. Of course, he didn't make a whole lot of plays early in this game. I think he made a few there late, finally. But you did an excellent job tonight. I know there was a few recruiters in the stadium tonight. But talk to us about what it's like. Y'all have 425 yards offense. Michael Barrett rushed for 160. It's got to be nice where all you got to do is get a crease and one of these guys can get big yards.
Yes, sir. The thing with that is we got a pretty good running back. We're good in the backfield and everything. But I think the most important job is up front, the offensive line, and us sticking together and gelling together, knowing what we're supposed to do. And so that Mike Barrett and Travis and everybody in the backfield can get us those yards and make us look good.
Absolutely, and y'all did look good tonight. You did a great job against that young man, that big guy that on the other team tonight. But congratulations, Jalen. Great night. And we got my, in my opinion, probably the defensive player of the game, Mr. Todd Gurley Shaw here. Didn't get the ball, didn't get to run any touchdowns tonight, but Tyson, 7 tackles. Great job.
Yeah, you know, if the D-line does their job, everybody does their job, it opens up, you know, areas for people to make other tackles. So the team did a great job tonight.
Tyson, I got to ask you, I talked a little bit about on the radio tonight, Coach Slack, and it looks like his game planning and your defense, there were several times tonight, y'all look at the formation, and you know pretty much one or two of the plays, they're probably going to run out of that formation. Talk to us about how much the preparation matters when you get on the field. Even Coach Mack said, y'all know what to do. That allows you to play fast.
Well, one thing for sure, at practice, you know, he brings such a positive energy to practice, so it makes the game so much fun, and then, you know, we didn't really get to watch as much film as we wanted this week because of the hurricane, but, you know, every chance we had, we were watching film, came in the mornings, watched some film, so we just prepare in that way. You know, he makes sure that, you know, we are fully prepared for the game, and so far it's worked out.
Great job tonight again. 7 tackles. Proud of you, young man. Guys, Coach Mack just told his team that we got something brewing. There's something special here, and there's something about this team that it's all facets, special teams, offense, defense, kind of putting it all together, but he did tell them, guys, you're not good enough yet. You've got to get better. You cannot rest on your laurels. You can't stop and hear everybody say you're great. You can't look at the scoreboard. You got to keep the foot on the gas pedal, and that's, I think, what's making this team so special is they do have that killer instinct, and it shows. And I'm truly truly proud of this team, and it's a pleasure to watch.
Marty, I want to thank you for the Deloach Body Works post-game interviews. And not to say anything about your stature or anything, but we lost you out there on the field between Jalen Goff and Miko Washington.
Yeah, I have to admit, it was kind of a difficult interview.
We need to get you a step stool to hold the mic.
No, well, I was just worried the mic might get blocked and y'all wouldn't be able to hear it, you know, because I tell you what, that was a big fella for Newton tonight, but Jalen's a pretty big guy himself, and he's so long and so athletic. That he did a great job of keeping that guy at bay, and it was a battle. I mean, you hear Jalen talk about how good he was and how that guy made him better, and he wished him well. Again, just great things. You can't say enough about the young men on our team and the character that they have, and that pulls over to the fact that that makes them better. That's why they're so good, is because they are gelling together and they're such great young men. But Jalen's a big old fella, and it is kind of difficult to interview him.
Marty, thanks for that Deloach Body Works post-game interview on the field there. We're going to take a two-minute break. When we come back, we're going to give you our final thoughts, give you the final stats as the Vikings are victorious, 57-0 over Newton. We'll be right back after this two-minute break. And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. Let's go over to Taylor Biddle for our Page Heating and Air final game stats.
Thank you, Bill O. First downs tonight, Vikings had 17 first downs, Newton had 9. Rushing attempts, Vikings were 31 attempts for 240 yards. Newton had 37 attempts for 79. Passing tonight, Vikings were 9 of 6 for 185 with no interceptions. Newton was 6 of 13 with 57 yards passing. Total plays tonight, Vikings ran 40 plays for 425 yards. Newton ran 50 plays for 136 yards. That's a 10.6 average for the Vikings and a 2.7 average for the Rams. Two fumbles tonight. We didn't count some of those that hit the ground right by the quarterback, but two fumbles tonight for Newton. One of them was lost. And penalties tonight, Vikings penalized twice for 20 yards. Newton was penalized 8 times for 70 yards. Passing tonight, Michael Barrett, your leading passer, 5 of 8 for 116. He had one touchdown pass. His longest was 52 yards. Tavon Kyle, one pass tonight, 69-yard touchdown. I hear you.
Not a bad average, one for one.
Not a bad average. Let's see, receiving tonight, Tisdale with 2 receptions for 79. Miko Washington, 2 for 83. Tavon, 1 for 6. Marcus Gary, 1 for 17. Rushing tonight, Barrett led the way with 13 carries for 160 yards. Joe Allman getting on the board as our second leading rusher, 3 carries for 54 yards. And box score looks like this. Lowndes got 20 in the first, 22 in the second, 7 in the third, and 8 in the fourth. Vikings do win it 57-0.
And that is how it's going to end tonight as we get our final thoughts. I think we've heard from Marty. Anything you want to add there, Taylor?
Man, we keep lighting up the scoreboard offensively. I think that's set up, like Marty said, with the defensive play that we've had on the field. Defense under Coach Slack seems to be in rhythm right now, and offense just continues to churn away the points. So very pleased with what we saw tonight on a short week. This could be a game where you could have some things go wrong with not being prepared in practice, and I was very pleased with how the Vikings played tonight.
It is. They played very well, and like I said, a couple, 3 days of practice that came out with purpose tonight, and they were ready to play. I want to remind everybody to join us Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, live from the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games as we bring you the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. It'll be live right here on 99.5 Kicks Country, but even better, get out to the Mill, see it live. You'll get to meet the kids, the players, the coaches. It's just a great time on a Tuesday night, and great food as well at the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games. For all of us here at the Viking Voice, I'm going to turn it over to Wes James for your final thoughts.
Bill, come out tonight against a team that coaches said were very much like Parkview. Thought that they were a little more athletic than Parkview was, so this will be a really good test for us, and we needed it after being off for 2 weeks. And when you're looking at all the teams we've got together, and you wanted to come out and play really hard, and boy, did our Vikings play hard tonight. Again, made a statement as far as what one of the top teams in the state is tonight, our Lowndes High Vikings.
That is. Well, Wes, if that's all we got left, the only thing left to do is say good night, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by Sam. It's been produced by Bill Osborne. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Lowndes High Sports, for all of Black Crow Media, for the Viking Voice, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.